So the government of Alberta just sparked a huge bidding war over a mascot suit that looks like a really nice sandwich. Or like a wrap.
It's a kebab. It's like a doner kebab.
Okay.
A doner kebab? That's what they're called?
Yeah. I've heard doner or donor kebab. But in Canada, they say it donair.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure why.
Well, it is. They refer to it in the article as a gyro-inspired Canadian flatbread wrap. Shaved beef, sauce, tomatoes, onions, and lettuce. Mm-hmm. Probably delicious. But yes.
Very good.
A bidding war.
Last month, we told you about an online auction for a donair costume owned by the Alberta government. Well, after more than 1,700 offers, the competition for the pricey pita has finally wrapped up. And CTV's Alberta Bureau Chief Bill Fortier spoke to the highest bidder.
From spit to pan to pita. The
I know they're talking about a spit that it's
yeah,
cooked
like rotating
on.
Yeah, rotating.
But when they start in a kitchen and they say, from spit, it's like, oh, no.
To pan to pita. The donair is a Canadian concoction born on the East Coast, adopted by Alberta.
Thank you so much.
But what's coming to this Edmonton donair chain isn't quite like anything the owners have seen.
Sort of destined to be ours, how we feel.
Last month, this donair costume went up for auction on a Government of Alberta website.
Okay.
It looks great, too.
I mean, why did the government have this?
It's like 4 feet tall.
I mean, I don't know exactly, but...
They did such a good job. That mascot suit looks edible.
It looks delicious.
It looks like we could eat it.
The Alberta website bids quickly ran into the thousands of dollars, and primetime donair won at a little more than $16,000.
Wow, for a mascot costume.
My God. That's a lot.
Jeez. You got to put that under glass.
When I saw it in the pictures, it looked good, but when I saw it in person, it blew me away. The amount of detail that went into it, I think if people can see it in person, they might understand why I went up to $16,025.
Yeah, I mean, it is. The shading is amazing.
The lettuce looks like it's edible.
The sauce on it looks wet.
Uh-huh. I mean, the sour cream or whatever looks a little bit like it came out of a man.
Well, maybe it did. But... he's probably excited he won that bidding war.
It could be.
Sprayed it everywhere.
Detailed costume was initially ordered by the provincial government in 2015 for a PSA on the risks of driving while high.
What? What? The government bought that for a PSA about the risks of driving while high.
Hey, the talking donair with tinfoil hands said, settle down, everybody.
All right.
Don't.
Surely we misheard that. Let's play.
Why I went up to $16,025 for it.
The detailed costume was initially ordered by the provincial government in 2015 for a PSA on the risks of driving while high. And made by the Hollywood effects company that created the undead for the Zombieland films. But unlike its film credits, the Alberta PSA was never produced, so the wearable wrap sat in storage.
Why wasn't it produced?
Right?
What a great concept.
Right?
Storage. When its existence was brought to...
Hey, it's me, Donair. Don't smoke the weed and drive, eh?
You'll be sorry.
It's a bad idea.
Distance was brought to light. It attracted international attention.
We actually had media inquiries from the New York Times, from England, from all over the world.
The new owners plan to use the costume for marketing, featuring it on social media and at public events. But Primetime Donair also hopes it can be used for fundraisers for Edmonton's food bank.
Hopefully we can put together something.
Wow, you really-
How is it... people going to pay to shake the sandwich's hand?
Look, they spent $16,000 on it. They have to put that thing to work.
Why don't you? Okay. Why didn't you donate $15,000 to the food bank? That'd have done a lot of work.
Bank.
Hopefully, we can put together something that puts a smile on people's faces and benefits worthy causes.
You know, this guy's a good businessman. He has a Bluetooth in his ear the entire time.
He does. Yeah, he's always ready to go wheeling and dealing.
That's kind of neat that people are talking about supporting the food bank differently with the Donair Man. And I don't know what that means, but I think it'll be kind of fun.
The food bank already has a mascot.
In the background?
It's a guy in a box. It's a box. It's a big foamy box.
What the hell is happening in Canada?
They're mascot crazy.
It's great.
Food bank differently with the Donair Man. And I don't know what that means, but I think it'll be kind of fun.
The restaurant chain owners will pick up their pricey possession tomorrow. So after 8 years of waiting in a warehouse, It's finally showtime for this culinary costume.
Nice. You know some employee is going to get so high and try to eat that because it does look
it
delicious.
It looks amazing.
Like, it pretty does, authentic.
It's not going to the only reason it was going to keep people from driving while high is because people are going to be like, I need food. I'm not driving. I'm going to eat the kitchen.
Are we stopping for lunch on the way to Kokomo? Because if so, we got to find a primetime donair.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a lot between here and northern Indiana?
Yeah, I think.
I'm gonna say
yeah,
no.
Probably.
Hey, I feel guys, like it's.
We're in Three Rivers. Population 9.
There's probably one in this truck stop between the Hardee's and the Burger King.
Who's got
all
donairs?
Right, I need one of these. Anyone local making them.
Who's got this food I hadn't heard of
Let
until
me know.
Now?
Send us a text.